On Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute Week, women in IT jobs face many challenges. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Nista Langer, assistant professor of business analytics, says despite this, they may be more likely to get promoted than their male counterparts.
Women are underrepresented in leadership positions throughout the information technology industry. And while more and more women are earning degrees in STEM fields, they don't necessarily pursue careers in IT because they don't see opportunities for growth. To try to understand more, I examined several years of archival data from an IT company to explore the interplay of gender, performance, and training on promotions in the IT industry. What I found was surprising. I discovered that on average, women are actually more likely to be promoted. It could be because they may be considered more helpful and trustworthy compared to men, or perceived to have better management skills. Another factor could be the gender wage gap. We know that for the same job, women are paid less than men. Therefore, it could be that they are promoted because they are the lower cost option. However, my research shows that when it comes to promotions based solely on performance improvements, men continue to show a higher likelihood of promotion for the same improvement in performance. This could be because senior managers may misattribute women's performance improvements to luck or other factors rather than their capabilities. Still, I found that there are ways for women to improve their chances at promotion. My research shows that training is an effective tool for women to signal to their employers that they are ready and able to take on more senior roles. Interestingly, the impact of the same amount of training on men's promotion likelihood is much lower than that for women. Women make up 57% of the U.S. labor market, but only 23% of IT jobs. These numbers need to change, but for that, companies have to value their women employees and their capabilities and nurture their growth.
That was Nista Langer of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.